Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Welcome to your Morning Boost, brought to you by AWB Education. Here, we amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact in education, delivering your daily dose of professional development. This program is sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now, get ready to amplify your day with your Morning Boost.
Hello and welcome to our Friday edition of Your Morning Boost. I hope you've had a successful, impactful week, and we wish you a happy day. And today we are shifting our focus from response and remedy to the ultimate goal, and that is prevention. Title IX compliance isn't just about how you handle complaints. It's about fostering a school climate that actively discourages and eliminates sex discrimination from the outset. We will explore how to move beyond basic policy statements and implement a few genuine proactive strategies to measure and strengthen your school's culture. And in the end, it will ensure your environment is safe, respectful, and equitable for every single student. Let's finish the week strong by boosting your prevention playbook. The most effective Title IX leadership understands that prevention is less about rules and more about relationship. While policies and procedures, they're necessary, they are only the floor, not the ceiling. A truly compliant school is one where the climate itself acts like the strongest deterrent to harassment and discrimination. Your job as a leader is to create the mechanisms that allow you to constantly assess the health of your school's social environment and implement targeted interventions before problems escalate. Prevention is ongoing, intentional work that requires data and engagement. The first most powerful strategy you can use is implementing anonymous school climate surveys. You should run regular anonymous surveys tailored to gauge student and staff perceptions of safety, respect, and gender equity. The key is acting on the data. Use the results to identify hotspots, specific grade levels, sports teams, or common areas that require focused intervention, curriculum adjustment, or maybe even just some staff training. Next, focus on elevating student leadership and voice. Empower student leaders, both formal and informal, to become advocates for respect and inclusion. Develop a student advisory committee that is specifically focused on social climate and anti-discrimination efforts. When students are co-creators of the solution, the message is just amplified and is far more effective across the student body. Finally here, let's talk about curriculum integration of consent and respect. Integrate age-appropriate lessons on healthy relationships, boundaries, and affirmative consent into existing health or social studies curricula. This moves the conversation out of the reactive assemblies and into the regular, trusted structure of the classroom. Normalizing discussions about respect and behavior. I mean, for example, if your climate survey shows a specific sports team harbors some sexist attitudes, instead of a blanket assembly, your targeted intervention should be a small group leadership workshop that maybe is led by the athletic director and the Title IX coordinator. And this can focus specifically on team culture and respect, an approach that is both immediate and also highly impactful. So let me give you a leadership thought to carry you through the weekend. True success isn't defined by the fires you extinguish, but by the healthy, respectful environment you build that prevents those fires from starting. By focusing on culture and prevention, you're creating a safe, equitable, and thriving educational experience that benefits everyone. Give yourself credit for all of the complex work you do. Have a fantastic and restorative break, because I know you have certainly earned it. Have a wonderful weekend. And we look forward to boosting your leadership again next week. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back again next week with more on Your Morning Boost. But until that time, have an awesome day, and we will talk with you again next week.
That concludes another episode of Your Morning Boost. We hope today's daily dose of professional development helps you amplify knowledge, widen reach, and broaden impact. Your Morning Boost is an AWB Education production brought to you with the generous support of Grundmeier Leader Services. Join us again tomorrow for more. Until then, keep boosting your impact.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.